Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us and guide us during these times of accelerating energies in order to awaken, embody, integrate our soul essence. I'm your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And I am your guide for this sound activation. Little bit of housekeeping before we get started with the sound activation. Any sound healing is an energy healing. It is an energetic transmission. So I strongly encourage you to take this time and devote it to yourself, to your soul, to a sacred intention. Light a candle, burn some incense, make sure that you are in a space where you can be comfortable and undisturbed, ideally lying down, as this will be a sound activation that takes place for about an hour and 15 minutes or so, depending on how spirit guides me. If you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please don't try to meditate. Please bookmark this, save this, send it to yourself, so that you can listen to it at a time when you can devote your full attention to the sound activation. If you fall asleep, don't worry, it's still working. Sometimes the divine, your spirit guides, need to knock you out and need to make you go to sleep in order to tweak whatever needs to be tweaked in your energy field to quiet the monkey mind. It's all good. If you yawn, if you begin to, you know, start tearing, all of that is good. Your body lets go of energy in a variety of different ways. You may even fart. It's all good because your body needs to let go of whatever energy it is needs to be shifted in that moment. If you're listening to this on a podcast platform like iHeartRadio or a podcast platform that you know cuts into the body of this episode with advertisements, please switch to a platform that does not do that. You can listen for free on my website, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts, and you can also search other sound activations for whatever it is that you need in that moment. All of that is on my website, and you can listen for free without advertisements. Why no advertisements? This is an energy healing. This is an energetic transmission. We don't want or need squirrely information coming in and screwing up the flow. That's not what we're here for. So we want to keep the container pure and pristine. So if you would like to smudge, if you would like to burn some incense, all that is very good. And all you need to do is be open to receive. Palms up to receive the energy, or you can have your right hand on the heart, the left on your womb space, your hada, long deep breathing. All you need to do is, as I mentioned, just be open to receive. You can have an eye mask or an eye pillow if that feels good to you. And lying down is always a good thing. And with that being said, let's go into this sound activation for the 2026 year, for January 1st and beyond. Remember, whenever you are listening to this is exactly when you need it. So don't worry about it. Whenever you feel called to revisit this, please do so. For the 2026 activation, we are going to focus on clearing whatever needs to be cleared, whatever muck, whatever energy, whatever we must let go of, especially as we're going into the full moon. The full moon is a time of illumination on the 3rd. I want us to allow ourselves the space to see and perceive clearly what it is that you need to let go of, what it is that you need to do, what it is that you need to embody, what it is that you need in this moment in order for you to elevate your energy field to be ready for the energies of 2026, the energies of expansion, of deepening our spiritual awakening, and of embodying wisdom, and of manifesting our authentic expression here on this earth plane. all of that we are going to be working on for this sound activation. Long deep breathing. As we begin by breathing into the womb space, breathing into the Hada. If you are a masculine embodiment, just breathe into the bottom of your belly. You have an energetic womb, even though it's not physical. If you are in a feminine embodiment, breathe into your womb. Envision the golden light streaming into this chalice in between your hips, filling this space with infinite light, with infinite creation. And every exhale, we let go of tension in our body. So inhaling into the womb, exhaling, setting the conscious intention to let go of any tension in the body, if it's in your shoulders, in your back, in your legs, in your jaw. Become aware of it. And send the breath to that space. As we call in the directions, beginning with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau, I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, and discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air. Purify our thoughts, our words. I call on Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy, asking that you purify our thoughts and our words, purify our intention, purify our energy field of all that is not in alignment with our soul. I call on El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call on the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, asking that they flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, and purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, of flow, abundance, fertility, creation, creativity, healing. I call upon Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call you into this sacred space, asking that you bless us with clarity, with emotional clarity and presence, strengthening our intuitive capabilities, purifying our hearts and our womb spaces, blessing us with healing. El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nuhra. I call upon the Nuhra to burn clean what is stagnant, dense in our energy field, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, the wisdom of alchemy, transformation and transmutation. I call in Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call in your fiery energy, asking that you align us with truth. Allow us to receive and perceive truth. Purify our energy field, alchemizing all that is dense, all that is not in alignment with our highest good and the highest embodiment of our soul, I ask that you clear it from our fields, alchemizing it into light. I call in the direction of the west element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, and security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, the wisdom of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and the vortices beneath our feet as we aid humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy, asking that you bring in your sword, removing any cords, any stuck energy, anything that is not ours from our field, as we bring in the cobalt blue flame, allowing this beautiful cobalt blue energy to form a protective barrier around our energy field, around our space, allowing only the highest energies of light to flow within, removing all others. I call on El Shaddai to purify our physical vessels and bless our creations. I call in our spirit guides, the angels and archangels who guide us. Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiha, Yeshua Mashiha, ascended masters, holders of the divine union template, I welcome you into this space. I call in Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Yohanan, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. I call in the ascended masters who work with us. I call in light beings of lineages known and unknown, who are here to work with us, to guide us, to bless us with wisdom. I call in the Hathors, the Seven Sisters, the Pleiadian energies of healing, of wisdom, of the divine feminine. I call in the energies of Syrian mothers, the Lemurian energies. I call in the dragons. Dragons that are awakening to protect the earth's field. I call in the guardians of the earth, the guardians of the lands upon which we live, honoring them. I call in our cosmic brothers and sisters, civilizations known and unknown, the Arcturians, Syrians, Lyrans, Andromedans, Pleiadians. Light beings of the highest frequencies of love, welcome into this space. I call in the Shekhinah, the divine feminine presence, the divine mother, father, god, goddess, Alaha, into this space. Allowing the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the divine feminine face of God, to begin pouring in her golden light into our head, that into the crown chakra. Clearing away the veil, the distortions we hold in the crown chakra, anything that keeps us disconnected from our connection to the divine. Chokhma to the right of your right ear and the Bina to the left of the left ear. Activating the third eye. Opening ourselves to receive wisdom. To embody wisdom. To fuse it with understanding. To balance it. Clearing away the veil over our sight, our knowing, our intuition. Strengthening our connection to our ability to see, hear, perceive, feel the wisdom that is flowing forth from the celestial realms. Clearing away blockages to the third eye. Lifetimes of pain, of loss, of heartache, of separation. Breathe the golden light to these memories, to these lifetimes, bringing them into healing, into oneness, into restoration. Strengthening our knowing. As we breathe the golden light from the Bina on your left side into the Hesed, the right of the right shoulder, and the Gevura, the left of the left shoulder. Activating the Sephirot on the Tree of Life template, opening the throat. From the etheric template, tie to the throat chakra, clearing away any programs, any limitations. Any distortions, anywhere we are afraid to speak our truth, to embody and radiate the authentic expression of our soul. Golden light into these spaces, clearing away vows of silence, clearing away religious ordinations, karmic ties, agreements entered into to be silenced, knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, or subconsciously. Allow the golden light to come into these spaces, liberating your true and authentic voice. Thank you.
the golden light from the Gevura into the Tiferet, into the heart. From the heart space, we clear away any loss, any heartache, any pain, any resentment. Let's begin clearing away any hooks, any stuck energy, any energies that are not ours, anywhere that we have given our power away to anything, anyone outside of us. Thank you. into this space. Strengthening your connection to your power, to your sovereignty, remembering you are whole, complete, sovereign, complete unto yourself. And from the Hod, breathe the golden light into the Malchut, the root chakra, the base of your spine, activating the root. And from the root chakra, from the Malchut, we clear away fear, doubt, limitations, anywhere that we have felt disempowered, anywhere we do not feel comfortable in our body, in our physical incarnation, anywhere we don't feel comfortable with our connection to the earth. Breathe the golden light into these spaces as we strengthen our connection to our body, to our physical incarnation, and to the earth. Breathing the golden light into the Malchut. Letting go of lack programs, of agreements we entered into to give our resources to institutions of power, religious or otherwise. Allow the golden light to dissolve these agreements, these cords, these hooks, these energetic exchanges, as we call our energy and our resources, letting go of lack, letting go of limitation, letting go of fear. Strengthening our connection to our sovereignty, to our power, to our body, to the earth, to our higher self. Allowing the golden light, this honey-like energy from the Shekhinah to begin flowing even more strongly from the Heter through the Tree of Life template, bringing sweetness, purity, the energy of diligence and hard work that the B frequency holds into our field. As we bring our awareness into the womb space, into the waters of the Yesod, envisioning the honey energy pouring infinitely into the womb, clearing away guilt and shame and stuck energy and anything else that has to be cleared from the womb space, from the waters of your creation. As the waters of your creation are activated, the waters of your womb,
sanctified by the golden light of Shekhinah.
We begin to see an umbilical cord of golden energy taking shape in the waters of the Yesod. And as we clear the guilt and the shame from the Yesod, envision the umbilical cord of golden light traveling through your energy field, through the physical body, and connecting you to the Earth Star Chakra beneath your feet. As you travel down through the layers of Earth, through the aquifers, to reach the crystalline womb of Gaia, allow yourself to connect to the womb of Mother Earth, of Pachamama. Feel the abundance, the stability, the safety of the earth beneath us, her love. And whatever needs to be cleared, whatever dense energy we are still holding, allow it to come into the earth. Allow it to go into the womb of Gaia, into her crystalline sacred space, and allow her to alchemize it for you. Allow her to clear any dense energy from your physical energy, emotional, etheric, energetic bodies, your spiritual energy field, the emotional body, whatever needs to be cleared, allow her to alchemize it. Surrender it into the golden light, into the womb of Gaia, and allow her to gift you with the transmuted energy, with the light, with the diamond white light of Gaia. As we allow this golden light and the diamond light of Gaia to merge and fuse and intertwine as it goes up the energetic umbilical cord through the layers of earth, through the aquifers, activating the Tree of Life template from the Malchut, the Yesod, the Netzach and the Chod, the Tiferet, the Hesed and the Gevura, the Chochmah and the Bina, into the Heter and beyond. Fill your body and feel your body as the sacred bridge between the earth and the celestial realms. Envisioning a violet flame at the third eye, a turquoise flame in the heart, and a magenta flame in the Yesod. Bring your awareness to the Bina, to the Sefirot on the left of your left ear. Envisioning it pulsing with light. Allowing the violet flame of Mother Anna to bring you into the Sefirot, into the Bina, into the cosmic womb,
guides and angels,
as we merge with the infinite energy of the Bina, of the cosmic womb. Whatever wisdom, whatever healing, all that we need in this moment, calling it forth into the Bina, allowing ourselves the space to be illuminated by it. Efata, etfata, etfata. Thank you. feeling the violet flame. And as we're floating in the cosmic womb, calling our energy back to us in this moment, calling all parts of you into this moment, feeling yourself within the Bina, the Sephirot, on the left of the left ear, feeling your oneness with the infinite cosmic womb as we begin to feel our oneness with our body and with our incarnation. Breathe deeply. Call all parts of yourself into the here and now as you feel yourself expand beyond the Bina, beyond the Sephirot, filling every organ, every muscle, bone, hair in your body, every cell with golden light, with the light of your soul. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Turn on your right side if that feels good. If not, just remain in your same position, eyes closed, giving ourselves time to integrate all that we have received in gratitude, in grace, in love. We give thanks to our guides, to the angels and archangels, to the light beings of the highest frequencies of love, to the direction of the north element of air, the Ruhau, Archangel Raphael, the south, the waters, the Maya, the Mayim, and the Shemayim, and Archangel Gabriel, the east, the fire, the Nukhra, and Archangel Uriel, the west, the earth, the Arha, and Archangel Michael. We give thanks to all of our guides and angels, to the Arcturians, Lyrans, Syrians, Andromedans, light beings, known and unknown, who guide us, in gratitude to the Ascended Masters, to Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiha and Yashua Mashiha, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage, the Hathors, the Pleiadians, the Syrians, the Seven Sisters, to the guardians of the earth, to the frequencies of this new year, this 10-year, the Malkuta, the Ayin and the Beit, and the full moon in Cancer. Gratitude to all of our guides and angels. Breathing deeply, calling all parts of yourself into this moment. Knowing we are infinite. Breathing into the womb. Wiggling your fingers and your toes and opening your eyes when you are ready. Ahava. I thank you for joining me for this sound activation. Be sure to drink plenty of water. Nourish your body. Take the time to ground. Hug a tree, sit your bum on the bare earth if the weather permits. Nurture and nourish yourself. I thank you once again for your energy and your time. If you enjoyed this, like, share, subscribe. If you feel called to follow me,
free to check out my website, sophianacreation.com. And don't forget to tune in to the podcast episode for 2026, where I explain the Kabbalistic numerology and the energies we're working with for this new year that is a 10, a 1, this 2026.